Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Yeah, and good morning to you guys. It is the Bart Winkler Morning Show here in Bart's Bunker. It's Tim Allen and Ryan Horvath. A Thursday edition of the Bart Winkler Morning Show on the Fan. As we're going to talk some sports here today, for the most part, a little something different. Ryan Horvath, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
It's more important now. You are.
I'm great. Weather's nice. Baseball possibly coming back. Have we heard any players, any of these testing results yet, though?
Yeah, no, not yet. Okay. But we'll see. I mean, people are going to get this. People have had this, and people have gotten through this. Other people, not so well. But I can tell you this: we will not be talking about masks, because that's your decision. I mean, that I'm not going to browbeat anybody for wearing or not wearing a mask. It is that's your deal. My situation is this. Horvath, have you been out to the bars yet? Have you been out just tipping a few here and there?
No, I've just been drinking at home. I've been to the gyms. My wife's back at work, so I went to the mall yesterday to drop something off. The mall was packed. People wearing masks, but just tons of people at the mall. And I've been back and forth seeing family, but I haven't been to a bar yet.
I have, and it's just like this. Some people handle things a little bit different than other people, and that's just the way it is. That's the way it's gonna be.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you got a buzz going and you're three or four or five drinks in, can you just like not get in my face?
I know. That's what I worry about, man. There are some close talkers out there.
There are.
Especially the people I hang out with. They get like right in your face to talk about the universal DH and just back up about 6 feet, buddy.
That's all. Just a few feet. Just back up a little bit. I go to this corner. It is the crappiest bar in the Kenosha area.
And that's saying a lot.
And it's, I love it so much because it is just this little corner bar. And it's just super quiet at times, and you know the old codgers down at the end of the bar are watching Wheel of Fortune, you know that place, and then there's maybe one in the middle of the bar that's got about a mountain's worth of pull tabs. He's just ripping the paper crack, and then you have me on the end of the bar. Well, the problem is I sit by the door. And when people arrive, I'm the first, like, right there. I'm the first one. Timmy,
yep.
Sports, and what about the Brewers? And are we coming back? And, you know, they'd been to another place or they've been at home drinking. And it's just like, dude, really? It's old slushy mouth here. Just can you chill a little bit?
Yeah.
So those are the little things we can do. And it does make you think about a lot of things, guys. It just does. We're at a time now where there's a lot of different angles to everything you're going through. Just everything. Not just sports, but just everything. Just make good decisions. Just think a little bit. Just take like 2.8 seconds to think about what you're going to do. And that's all. That's all we can do. The confidence of getting some of these sports leagues in, going, and completed is challenging. Ryan, it is. It's really challenging because depending on what media platform you follow could determine what your mood is at the end of viewing that or listening to that, right?
Yeah, very true. Yeah, yes.
And that's the really, I trust that people are smart, and I trust that people make good decisions. And I also trust that you're not swayed by broadcasters, by agendas, by political views, by all of those things. I trust that you make good decisions. The problem is sometimes we get a little too wrapped up and we get too emotional in things. And so, you know, I'm being tested right now on the sports standpoint, Horvat. I'm being tested right now. I want to get so excited, and I am excited about baseball coming back because it is coming back. Baseball, basketball, football, all with plans to come on back, and that I love. I do love it, but there are certain days, certain times, there's a certain hour that I say, is this really going to happen?
Right. I know. That's where I'm at right now. More on the NBA restart than Major League Baseball. The bubble makes me a little bit nervous because I thought the way that this spreads, if you quarantine these players and they're there for 2 weeks and everybody tests negative, how are they going to spread this? And then you see the report. I mean, it's Major League Soccer, which I only am paying attention to right now because I'm trying to see how their restart goes. They're in the bubble right now. And since they've arrived in the bubble, Dallas team, Dallas FCD, they've had players, coaches. 9 FCD players have tested positive since arriving in Orlando, 12 total since June 3rd. So all these players tested negative. Now they've gotten into the bubble, and now all of a sudden 9 players have tested positive. That's what concerns me a little bit, Tim, because Adam Silver said that they're going to go about business per usual, but if there's a bunch of positive tests in the bubble, they'll shut down. So what would be worse than getting this restart off the ground, beginning the end of this regular season, and then having to shut down without crowning a champion and just sending everybody home? I think that would almost be worse than not coming back at all.
Yeah, that's like the tease going on because you get fired up and you're going to be back into action, and then, you know, 6 games in, and they have to shut things down. But I'm all right with shifting on the fly as well. It's that fluid situation that we're all in. And sports is no different than anybody else going to work and doing their thing as well.
Right.
They get covered. They get tested. They get, you know, like you said, they're in the bubble. We're going to hear later on in the show from Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottoly, who suffered from the coronavirus. And it's just riveting. He was on The Score in Chicago. And it's just riveting what he had to say about it. Most interesting thing is that he had taken a ton of precautions. And that's what's tough, because so much is unknown about all this. Still to this day, when this thing broke out, whatever media platform you listen to, they will tell you a different story.
Which I hate. Just give us the real info, you know?
Right.
Come on now. I'm trying to survive here.
They will tell you, well, we've had this since November. And then others will say, well, no, it was January. And others say it was February. Okay. We can't rule out shifting on the fly. Guys, just don't be offended by all of this. That's the thing. If the NBA gets going and there are 4 or 5 games in, or a week in, a couple of weeks in, and they have to shut things down a little bit, well, why be offended by that? I mean, people have to make decisions. I would hate to make those. I would hate to be in that position to make those decisions.
Yeah. You're telling me with all the money involved in it, too, billions of dollars?
Man.
Hell, just to pull this NBA restart off, it's going to cost the league $150 million. And then you're like, how is that possible? And then you look at the fact that they have to book 3 different arenas, the hotel stays, all the testing, the medical personnel. My wife said it best, though, Tim, yesterday. She's like, when you think about it, these players, like, yeah, in the NBA, they're going to be sweating and breathing all over each other. Guys are going to test positive. But I'd rather be in that bubble with the NBA players and the best doctors and the best testing on the planet than me going back to work today, than you going to work every single day. They'll be safe. It's us that, like, yeah, there's still a lot that we don't know about this virus. But guys like you and me, Tim, we come into work, we do our job, we go home, and there's no doctor waiting at our door to test us. You know, we're still going out to get our meals. You're still, like you said, you went out to the bar the other night. I just feel like, you know, yeah, there's a risk, but at the same time, they have the best testing, the best doctors on the planet are going to be in this bubble. they should be just fine. And they're young, and they're in a lot better health and better shape than I am, too.
Sure. And we are smart enough to know that there's going to be some risk with all of what we do. There is. There's just going to be some risk. And you know, for some, it's devastating. And for others, you know, the NBA collectively has gotten together with a ton of people. Just not just the players, but, you know, the coaching staff and the training staff. And you know, there's 35 individuals per team
right
down there. 35 per team. 35 times 22. All of those people. All of those players, coaches, trainers, they've all decided that this is the best way to go. It's all right if it doesn't work. And, you know, the most important thing to remember here, whether it's baseball getting started and shut down, whether it's, you know, football being delayed or basketball being canceled six games in, it's nobody's fault. Stop pointing fingers at everybody. Congratulations, you win the argument. You're so hell-bent on being right all the time. It's okay. It's no one's fault. So just keep that in mind, that if it doesn't happen, well, then it doesn't happen. You can't blame anybody for it. And that's what's going to test your confidence level. Baseball getting back on the 23rd. Football training camp is going to open on the 28th. Basketball season gets going on the 31st. All of these things. That's what now? We're July 2nd here?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 3 weeks away, 3.5 weeks away, guys.
Which is nothing. Remember, Tim, remember in the biz when it would be All-Star break and we'd be like, what the hell are we going to do for the next week? We've done that now for 3 months. 3 weeks is nothing, man.
And it's no one to blame, guys. It is. And sometimes we get our ire up a little bit. And if the president would have done this, or if Congress would have done this, or if the infectious disease experts would have done this, guys, we're feeling all this out. We're shifting on the fly a little bit. So that leads me to, you know, our question and just pondering where the confidence level is with you guys in terms of those big three sports. And that is, and we all know the big three, and no disrespect to hockey and to NASCAR and to golf and to soccer and things like that. But when we talk about the big three, basketball, baseball, football, is there going to be a season, is there going to be a league that gets through this thing, for lack of another term, unscathed, if you will, to where we don't shut it down full tilt again? Is there a league that has a better shot than the others? Baseball, you would think, is more prone to less hand-to-hand combat, if you will.
Yeah, and you look at what's going on in Korea right now. One positive test, and they would have shut down the whole league for 3 weeks. Nobody's tested positive. They get tested every single day. Now, the one thing that they're doing in Korea, though, is it's not the United States where you're tempted to go to the boom boom room or call up an Instagram model when you get back to your room at night. You know what I mean? In Korea, you're following pretty strict protocols. So that's the only thing. But, I mean, they've pulled it off, so that gives me a lot of confidence right there that they've pulled it off in the KBO league without any positive tests, without having to shut down. Basketball, though, man, guys sweating, guys breathing on each other.
Yeah, it's tough.
I just worry, and still I think that they'd be fine, to be quite honest. Like, I'm going to the gym every day. There's guys sweating, breathing all over the place. I don't like to shame anybody. I will say one thing. If you're coughing, like hawking up a lung, please stay home from the gym. Because, holy cow, there was a guy on the weight bench yesterday, Tim, and I thought that he was going to have a seizure right there. It's like, if you are coughing, please stay home, though, because I don't want that spreading in the air, man. Or put on a mask or something. I don't care if you want to wear a mask or not, but if you're coughing all over the place at the gym, stay home or protect yourself. Protect me. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, my biggest concern is what Damian Lillard from the Blazers said yesterday. I don't trust that people are actually going to stay in the rooms. Guys are going to be trying to sneak out. 3 weeks, or 3 months, I should say, trapped in Disney World, man, I would go nuts. I was there for a week, Tim. And I was texting all my buddies, like, get me out of here. For the love of God, no more character dinners.
Right. And let alone the family, that is allowed.
Yeah,
right. So your family's allowed, and you know what sort of context your family been in, there's going to be some positive tests here. There are. And you mentioned the KBO with zero. I don't know. And you don't know what to believe at any moment in time. But there's going to be some positive tests. And you also have to consider that there is protocol that's mandated if indeed there are, if and when, there are positive tests. But I'm just wondering from sports fans, you know, which league has the best chance to get through this thing? Maybe all of them do. It's quite possible that all of them do. We can talk all day long about, herd immunity or mortality rate for individuals under 35 and et cetera, et cetera. And you can incorporate that in because it's an equation here that has to be considered. But we're going to hear from Giannis coming up, and we're going to hear from, as I said, Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottoly that had it, and he had a pretty wicked bout of the coronavirus. But I'm just – baseball to me is probably the one sport I think that has a little bit better chance of the widespread because, again, look at the form of the game. You are sharing a baseball. I get that. You are holding a runner on first base. I get that. There's a play at third between a third baseman, a base runner, and there's an umpire within 6 feet. Get a good look. You got to warm your arms up so you're playing catch with someone else. I mean, there's all sorts of contact, but not like football. Your faces are together in football. Your face masks are touching in football. Basketball, as you said, Ryan Horvath, these guys are sweating. They got their hands on their knees. I can't tell you how many times you see a player cough a little bit. They're running around. They're getting their respiratory system going. That's just the way it is. It's going to happen. That being said, will there be a shutdown during the season in any one of these three sports? I haven't even talked about college football at this point because there's a little time to play with. If you want to jump in here, 414-799-1250, where your confidence level is with these three big sports getting through this season without another stoppage. Because in the back of my mind, guys, I think there will be one. I do, and I'm prepared for that. Mentally, I'm prepared for that. I'm hopeful. Certainly, I'm fired up. You know, the On Deck Show is coming up on the 24th of July. Getting ready for the Brewers and Cardinals, or the Brewers and the Cubs. Love it, love it, love it. Here's your starting lineups. Leading off for the crew is center fielder Lorenzo. Post-game show, that game.
The retrospect will be easy this year, at least.
Well, I don't know. I've been working on that already.
60 games only to go through.
Well, that's true on the game part of that. But, I've been going through the timeline from the off season to, in that second week of March when I was there in Phoenix and we showed up at the Brewers spring training complex. And
it seems
they
like
said
it was
no.
5 years ago, man. Doesn't it that you guys were out at spring training and we were worried about how are we going to have access to the players and to Craig Counsell this year? And it was originally going to be, you just had to be like 6 feet away from them. It seems like it was honestly a year ago, spring training part one, doesn't it?
It does. And when they said keep a little distance, that was before my little sit down with Craig Counsell.
God, that seems like it was forever ago.
And he had no, shook hands and sitting right there. And now, I mean, certainly the environment's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know that. 799-1250 of those big three sports. And we're 3 weeks away, guys. We're 3.5 weeks away from getting this thing rolling. Summer camp is getting fired up at Miller Park. The NBA players headed down to the bubble. NFL, I heard your update there, Ryan Horvath, that they're going to limit the number of preseason games to 2 to buy a little time to get training camp going. That's later on this month as well. And so you wonder which one of those three, or all of them, would be stopped in midstream because, it is a possibility. It is, and we all need to be prepared for that. It's Bart Winkler Morning Show. Tim and Ryan in for Bart today here on The Fan.
The Big Unit, Bill Michaels here.
Yeah, I'm going to read you something that might be quite disturbing. Welcome back. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show. It's Tim Allen, Ryan Horvath in for Bart today. Bart taking a long weekend. Is he back tomorrow or are you in tomorrow?
I'm in tomorrow 5 to 10. Bart's back on Monday. I'm pretty jacked for it. I'm going to actually rank every quarterback from the backups all the way to the starters tomorrow. I'm sick of seeing these lists where Aaron Rodgers isn't a top 5 quarterback, Tim.
No, he's like 12th or 13th.
Yeah, so I'm pissed
on some of the lists.
So on Tuesday night, I came up with my own list. It took me about 3 hours. I'm pretty jacked for it. I don't have Aaron Rodgers number one, so I'm not playing the complete homer role, but come on. Not the top 5 quarterback. Get out of here.
I don't know if I'd put him top 5, though, either.
I went through it a couple times.
Yeah, it wouldn't be down 12th or 13th.
No.
With some of the rankings that I've seen. Hey, have you been following the Mount Rushmore of NFL teams? Foxsports.com has been running this series.
Yeah,
and it's fun because when I start reading the article, I always see if I can guess the four for each franchise. It's a fun exercise. If you want to check that out, it's Foxsports.com. They came up with the Mount Rushmore for the NFL in its history. Did you see those four?
I did.
Interesting.
Wait, is it the
I got two of the four.
Was it the four best players from each franchise, or are you talking about the four teams?
I'm just talking about the entire history of the NFL. Any player from any team.
Yeah, I saw this. Okay, good. Okay, I saw this.
So I was assuming that they'd go like Sammy Baugh or, you know, Y.A. Tittle. Or, you know, they'll just throw in the heritage and the historical thing. Uh-uh. Somewhat modern. Well, they were all modern-day players. The quarterback, we can get right away, right? The best quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, we can get right away.
That's easy. That's Tom Brady. We all know that. Easy guess.
Yeah.
There's one defensive guy in there, linebacker Lawrence Taylor, on the Mount Rushmore of the NFL.
Yeah, he was so damn good.
He was.
He really was, man. And he was a different breed. I mean, there will never be another Lawrence Taylor.
Nope.
In today's world, Lawrence Taylor, that's the kind of guy that I'd want the Packers to draft. You know, didn't really care what people thought about him. Yeah, sure. Did he have a little problem with the booger sugar and what else? Yes, he did. But, man, he was ridiculous to watch. I remember watching him as a kid. But I was still pretty young, so I have to go back and watch, like, YouTube highlights. I mean, there was no way. You could double-team that guy. There was no way to stop him.
A madman.
Yeah.
He played like a madman, trust me. And Lawrence Taylor belongs up there. The other two, one's a receiver, one's a wide receiver, one's a running back. The receiver I did get, and that's Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Just amazing. I mean, statistical information is just incredible. How that guy got open as much as he did.
Yeah.
And it's just truly amazing. I recall the Super Bowl back in 93, I want to say. It was San Francisco against the San Diego Chargers. The spread was like 17 or 17, 18 points, Horvath.
Yeah.
So I'm in Las Vegas. Ready to go watch the Super Bowl. We got all our bets in, and I go down to my cousin's room, walking down the hallway, saying, "Man, we're running late here. Are you ready yet?" I'm knocking on his door. "Are you ready yet?" He's like, no, I'm not ready yet. Just come on in, and I'm just finishing up. The game kicks off. We had 8-1 odds on Jerry Rice to score the first touchdown in that game.
Is that the game where Steve Young throws 6 touchdown passes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So we got 8-1. He's got 50 on it. I've got like 30 or 40 bucks on it. And before we left his room, it was Jerry Rice just streaking wide open for like a 40-yard touch. Three or four plays into the game. It was a streak, just streaking into the end zone. We're just celebrating in the room. Jerry Rice belongs on that Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, Walter Payton.
Yeah.
One of the top four players in NFL history. Think about that. All modern day guys, Tom Brady, Jerry Rice, Lawrence Taylor, and Walter Payton.
And I agree with all four. I, you know, obviously was pretty young for Walter Payton, and I go back and I watch the YouTube highlights, but I actually had the privilege of meeting Walter Payton a couple different times because his son, Jared Payton, before he went to Miami, played at St. Viator High School, which was like 40 minutes from my house, and our high school used to play them. So I went and met him a couple times. The nicest guy I've ever met. He would sign an autograph. He'd have a conversation with you. Really good dude. The one thing, Tim, when I look at that list and I see Jerry Rice, best receiver ever to play the game. I think I have him obviously up there. His preparation, the work that he did off the field. I mean, he worked on his game nonstop. He was a workhorse. But I got to be honest, and maybe it's the millennial in me, I think I would take Randy Moss over Jerry Rice. There was no way to stop Randy Moss. There really wasn't. He was a freak. Just a physical, like, he was just, I mean, I'll go back. I'm talking young Randy Moss in Minnesota with both with Culpepper, the numbers that he put up there. But then the year that he had with Tom Brady, the year that the Patriots go 16-0 and then end up wetting the bed in the Super Bowl against the Giants because Tom Brady gets beat up in that game. But Randy Moss, man, he had all the physical talent in the world. Imagine if the first couple years of his career, if he just, you know, cared more.
Well, no, early on, that rookie season for Moss and on his good years, I mean, it was to the point where these quarterbacks were just throwing it up for grabs.
Right. The Packers, the year after his rookie year, the second year, they drafted like four defensive backs. He changed the way.
Yep.
He changed the game really forever. He was unstoppable. Imagine if you take away those years where he goes to Oakland and just kind of loses himself. If you take those years away.
What happened there?
I think, well, he wanted the money. Minnesota was done with him. I believe he almost ran over a cop. He had a couple different tickets for marijuana, things of that such. Just didn't really have his head on his shoulders at the time. So he went to Oakland, which, remember at the time, because Oakland was coming. Oakland is a weird team. They had the squad with Jerry Rice, and they went to the Super Bowl. But then they became a mess again where it was like, okay, if you want to get paid, your career is pretty much over, but you're a big name. They obviously had to fill, you know, the stands and sell merchandise. So they would take on guys like Warren Sapp and like Randy Moss, who really didn't care about football at the time. So Moss went there a couple of years. And then the Patriots saved him. Had a great year with Tom Brady. Broke like every single record.
They went 50,000 touchdowns.
And then the next year, though, he was like, well, Tom Brady went down the next year with the ACL injury. And then it was just a disaster. Moss obviously didn't want to catch balls from Matt Cassel. So then he went to Tennessee. His career was a mess. He was all over the place. But imagine if, like, he only cared about football and he worked as hard as Jerry Rice. Because Jerry Rice, the best receiver all time.
Student of the game.
But a student of the game. Randy Moss was the guy that could probably not even show up at training camp, show up week one, catch six balls for 110 yards.
Well, you want that little edge on a guy once in a while. You do. I mean, he didn't he get into some disturbing trouble at Marshall?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah, because he was supposed to go to Florida State originally.
Yeah, and I think teams passed on him because of that history.
Yeah.
But it paid off for the Vikings, and then obviously, as you said, the Patriots. But it's just interesting, the NFL Mount Rushmore. All right, we're going to get a CBS News update. I want to read you the disturbing article from back in April and see if you agree with this, Ryan Horvath, because to me, it does make you think about things. As we approach these leagues getting going, again, a little bit of a different season for not only them, but us as fans as well. The baseball season firing up on the 23rd of this month. Training camp for the NFL gets going on the 28th of this month, and the NBA down in Florida gets going on the 31st, and the Bucks can go after that title. So will those things be uninterrupted? Will they even get off the ground? Well, we'll talk about that after the break here. There's Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen in for Bart today. Here in Bart's bunker, it's the Bart Winkler Morning Show, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Tim Allen, Ryan Horvath in for Bart today. He is locked down in the bunker for a 4-day weekend. Is tomorrow a holiday?
Tomorrow, I don't think so. We don't even have fireworks here. They canceled the July 3rd fireworks.
No, because Bart's off tomorrow, and then the entire Big Show is off tomorrow.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you hosting?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then, because I'm doing solo in the morning, so that means you're doing the big... Are you solo in the Big Show?
Soloing on the Big Show, yeah.
Oh, nice. I'll tune in. What about... is Bill in?
Bill, I believe, is in.
I would assume, yes.
I think.
So the three guys that do work around here, Bill, you, and me, will be out.
Yeah.
Where's Sparky at?
Gary's off. Leroy Butler's off. Toodles, also known as Mickey Mouse or Sparky, he's off as well.
How come when one of them takes off, the whole gang takes off?
All of them just run for the hills.
Are they in cahoots on this, you think?
I think so. Yeah, I would think. I'm starting to think that they just don't like me. They don't want to do a show with me. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
they just they see your name on the schedule and
it's
they're like,
possible.
Oh, got an upcoming staycation. Yeah,
can we if for no other reason, can we just get baseball back for that reason so I can just go back to doing my job?
Right.
Just let me just do my job. I miss it, Horvat. I know you do too. A big baseball guy. I miss it, and I know it's not like unlike any other big time Brewers fan or baseball fan, but man, we miss it.
Yeah, I do.
We just do, and you know, with the Brewers, I'm starting to look at this 30-man roster when the season fires up after summer camp here, and I'm thinking about a 2-2 pitch to Anthony Rizzo from David Phelps in the seventh inning with a 4-3 Brewers lead, and he hangs a curveball or something, and I get even more mad at Anthony Rizzo.
Although, I got to give a shout-out to Anthony Rizzo, who's beat cancer. He's high risk, and he says, I'm playing baseball this year. I don't care. I love hearing stuff. Like, I mean, that's the meathead in me. But just the fact that like there are some guys that do this because they actually love the game, I love hearing that. Like, when we have to hear Blake Snell say, I got to get Smans. I ain't doing this for $8 million. Meanwhile, we're making $10 an hour here. You know, it's just like, I like hearing stuff like that from guys like Anthony Rizzo. I do.
Well, and Derek Jeter came out yesterday and did say that it was somewhat embarrassing and the bitterness between the owners and the players that couldn't get their stuff together and get an agreement. Manfred was on Patrick yesterday and had made mention that, essentially that more than 60 games was never really a possibility. Well, didn't we hear that the league was proposing like 73 or 81 or whatever it was?
I thought 75 was the last offer even, wasn't it? 75, 77, 81 was up there for a while. I think it was always going to be 60 games. I mean, that's what he said, right, in the interview. I don't buy that, though. I don't buy that for a second.
My fear is, and I think it's legitimate, my fear is that these leagues get going, and for a number of reasons, one of which would be, the top of which would be the safety protocol, and they have to shut things down. And I know that's in the back of the minds of a lot of people. So let me go back to April when USA Today had this. Headline is, health expert doubts sports will be played in front of fans until the fall of 2021. I mean, think about that. To me, this is the biggest crock. Now, I'll just preface this by saying this dude is absolutely full of it. The fan portion is the easy part. It's the player safety that's the tough part. The fan portion of this, I don't know if you agree with that, Ryan, but the fan portion of it, there's expanse in arenas. There's social distancing beyond belief in arenas. Are you going to be able to pack 42,000 at Miller Park for opening day? Of course not. Are you going to be able to put 70,000 plus at Lambeau Field? No. But can you put 6? Can you put 6,000 in there? Okay, if that doesn't do anything for you, can you put 3 in there? You're driving in with your family that you've been hanging out with at home, you wouldn't be within 10 feet of someone, 20 feet of somebody at Miller Park if you let in $5,000. You could have your own section. I mean,
right.
How about just open up the Lowe's level?
I was thinking of that. One family, you and a group of 3, group of 4, one section.
your whole section. I mean, to me, this is the biggest bunch of BS that's out there right now.
Because I'd go to a game in a heartbeat. Now, the one thing I wouldn't do probably is concessions, because if I get one beer in me, I get two beers in me, I get three. Then I'm high-fiving fans in the back, and I'm eating my hot dog without washing my hands.
But you're ordering food through a drive-thru, and you're 3 feet away.
Yep.
You're 2 feet away.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, see, you have to connect all the dots here. So let me read this. At least one prominent health expert does not believe sports will be played until the fall of next year. He says sports to be played until the fall of 2021, let alone the fans. Speaking as part of a New York Times panel on how to restart America during the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who advised the Obama administration on health policy as well as the Affordable Care Act, well, they had to throw that in there. Okay. Said that he did not think large gatherings would be possible until after a vaccine is largely distributed, which would be 12 to 18 months. He did say, however, the American economy would have to be opened up in stages, beginning with workplaces that could maintain social distancing. He continued, quote, there will come a time where sports is ready to return, but will we be ready to return to it? Larger gatherings, concerts, sporting events, conferences, seminars that are scheduled for later on this year. He said, quote, I have no idea how that is a plausible possibility. I think those things will be the last to return. He pointed to colleges and universities as one of the areas of society that could open more quickly. The reason? He pointed to the virus's lower mortality rate for individuals under 30. Not zero, but pretty damn close. So Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel says that, and again, though, this to be fair, this was back in April.
Right.
There's going to be some risk in the players reporting to the bubble. There's going to be some risk with players reporting to summer camp for baseball. There's going to be risk when training camp opens up in 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks for the NFL. And there's going to be risk in all of that. There is. But will it be shut down midstream? I don't know. And my mind is open to that. I think the first one that the possibility of shutting down would be basketball to me.
Yeah.
Just because it's the manner in which it's played, Ryan. And it's first on the docket. Baseball is just a little different. There is, in essence, some separation to the actual game.
You know what gives me a little bit more hope, even with basketball and with baseball, is what happened in the UFC a month back when they came back. They had a fighter, he tested positive, so they scratched that fight. They had the guy in quarantine, they sent him home away from everybody else. And I said, okay, well, that's the UFC, and the difference is everybody, these are individual fighters. They're independent contractors because they don't even get paid the right way from UFC, but also they don't share a locker room with anybody except for the people that are in their corner. But then in golf, we saw the positive cases. I think 6 or 7 golfers now have tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And that's really strange, right? Because they're doing the social distancing. They're outside. They're not using the same ball. And still guys are testing positive. So we really don't know how the hell this thing spreads. We think we do, but we really don't know. But the PGA golf commissioner, he had a press conference last week and said, look, we have to learn how to live with this virus. We can't just shut things down. We'd lose so much money, golf may never be back. And so they send those golfers home. If guys don't want to participate, those guys could go home. I mean, we are seeing even some big names withdraw from some of these tournaments because Brooks Koepka did last week. You know, his caddy tested positive. He had a couple other people that were tested. He was tested, came back negative, but he didn't feel safe, didn't want to endanger anybody else. That's his right. He could go home. But I did like seeing that from golf, whereas if there's a couple positive tests, like, you can't just shut everything down because it's going to happen. So that's my hope for Major League Baseball, that even if a player tests positive here or there, that they just quarantine that guy for 2 weeks and they go about business per usual. Baseball has the assets to do it, especially with no minor league baseball this year, which is going to just, man, I'm worried about minor league baseball, about the future of minor leagues. But, I mean, you have so many different players that you could swap in and put on taxi rosters, taxi squads. I think baseball should be just fine.
I'm pretty impressed with professional athletes as a whole right now. I'm really impressed. I am. I thought there would be a mass exodus for getting back to work here for a lot of these guys. I did. And I wouldn't have blamed any of them. Not a one. They've earned that. They've earned their money, and they've you know, worked hard and trained and made sacrifices to get where they're at. I would not blame them at all. But very few have bowed out of this thing thus far. I mean, for the Brewers, all I don't think they've had one back out. I know Joe Ross and Ryan Zimmerman and Mike Leake.
Which, if I'm on the Nationals, I'd sit out too. You just won a World Series.
And certainly in Ryan Zimmerman's case, there are extenuating circumstances there, one of which is his mother has MS. He just had a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the players that have opted out, Tim, I really have no issue with it either. If you know, like with the NBA players, like if you have custody of your kid and you get him for a month and you have no shot to win a title, okay, well, it is what it is. Or, you know, if you had cancer, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, I have no problem with you skipping out on this season. But there are a lot of young, healthy athletes, too, that want to go play, and I want to watch sports. So
no, even with their money.
Right.
And it wouldn't have bothered me at all for some of these players. Hey, I'm going to opt out because, you know what, I've got a ton of money here.
Or if you're a guy, let's throw a name out there, Jose Quintana, probably his last year in Chicago pitching for big money, 60-game season. You know, spring training too, you don't know what your arm's going to be like. You're not in good shape, and you don't want to cost yourself more money. Although then you could have the argument because, like, I mean, these negotiation talks coming up here in 2021 are already going to be – there's going to be a strike most likely anyway.
I'm looking forward to that.
Right, yeah. Exactly. We're doing this all over again soon. Whether there's baseball or not, we're going to be taking the owners and players' sides and doing that whole topic for probably a whole year. So it's going to get ugly. But that's the other thing. Like, if you're coming up on free agency, do you want to come back and risk injury in a 60-game season?
And that's what's so impressive about all of this. That, 99% of the players in the NFL, MLB, and NBA, they're all going to report to work and go play. That's so impressive, guys. It is, and that's what gives my confidence level a little boost. And again, I you watch the newscast and then you're like, oh man, this is never going to happen.
I know.
I'm not going to, call anybody out on the newscast or anything like that, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Ryan, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody listening knows what I'm talking about. And depending on what you watch, it's like, oh man. This isn't going
to
happen.
And the thing is, Tim, just for like my mental health, I need to believe that these things are going to happen. I need to believe that there's going to be football played this year.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though, with all these players reporting.
Like, we have nothing to look forward to if we don't believe that. Like, I need to eventually believe that good things are going to happen on this planet again. I can't just, this doom and gloom, like, this is never coming back, that's never coming back, I'm never going to see my grandparents again. I can't live my life like this anymore.
No, and that's why 600 NBA players, for the most part, and there are some cases where they're gonna opt out. 700 plus baseball players, 1,200 football players. For the most part, they're all thumbs up. Let's go for it. That's great news, guys. It is really good news. Now there are some pitfalls to it. There are going to be some positive cases, and there has been some positive cases in the game of baseball. Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottoly. Some really riveting audio for you guys to listen to next. Stick around. It was an eye-opener for me. It was on The Score in Chicago just a short time ago. It's Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen in for Bart today here. The Bart Winkler Morning Show, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's not our mistakes that define us. It's how we respond to them. How we grow from them. And when things do go wrong, sometimes we need help to make them right. That's when it's time to turn to the law firm of Kim and Lavoie. Attorneys Julius Kim and Jonathan Lavoie have been recognized among Wisconsin's best in both drunk driving and criminal defense. by judges, prosecutors, and lawyers from across the state. Their team can provide the guidance and support you need to put your mistakes behind you and move forward with your life. We can never change the past, but we can move on to the future. Smarter, stronger, and a little better prepared to face whatever tomorrow holds. Kim and Lavoie, your best defense in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Learn more at KimandLavoie.com.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern for my friends at Bayview Shade and Blind. So my neighbor who got her blind stolen off her porch, well, she finally got her money back. So my wife and I convinced her to call the team at Bayview Shade and Blind. They're locally owned, family run. Bayview Shade and Blind has been sharing a little sunshine since 1926, and they took great care of her. I got myself invited over for a little cookout to say thanks for the introduction. They do all the work, I get fed. Can't beat that. Go to BayviewShadeandBlind.com. That's BayviewShadeandBlind.com.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The winner of Adweek's Creative Podcast of the Year returns.
Film is a hobby, not a career.
I know, Dad.
Blockbuster, the story of James Cameron.
James Cameron.
What, me? No.
A movie for your ears.
This isn't what I envisioned.
This is my profession.
It's my movie.
Jim, this line.
Huh?
It should be more like a machine. I will be back.
About the world's most ambitious filmmaker.
Leo! Just say, I'm the king of the world.
What? Why would I yell that?
Whoa, we're still dropping.
I go to gym.
Jesus. We're gonna crash. Holy, talk to me.
I go to gym.
You don't got
it. I got it.
What do we do?
It has to be perfect.
Blockbuster. Listen now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, it's Bart Winkler. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Bart Winkler Show, weekday mornings starting at 6. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. If you listen to some of my shows, you know how much I appreciate our local Pick and Save stores. They truly care about our Wisconsin people and communities. They know how busy you are running your kids to school and practice. So now they're making fueling up your family a great way to help fuel your car. Earn points by shopping at your local Pick and Save store. Redeem those points for discounts on fuel at BP locations. For more information, go to pickandsave.com/fuel. Thanks, Pick and Save.
For the brave men and women of our United States military, it's been said.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.